Welcome to the My Town Travels podcast, the only podcast dedicated to travel, culture, and lifestyle from a small town perspective, bringing you destination stories, experiences, and tips from well-seasoned travelers, destination experts, influencers, and more, and me, your host, Christy Burns. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the My Town Travels podcast. Today, I am so excited to be talking with Emily Dark and Anna Grace Agnini, who both work for the Martin County Office of Tourism. You both have some super fancy, nice titles because you guys are eco-tourism gurus. So I'm going to just kind of go through here and make sure that I got it right. Because Anna, you are officially the marketing and environmental resource person at the Tourism Bureau. Is that correct?
Sort of. I am the environmental resource and ecotourism specialist. So I do some marketing for the ecotourism program, but we also have a specific marketing person on our team as well.
Okay. And Emily, you are the ecotourism coordinator, which basically means that you do, is that like you do everything?
correct. Yeah. The environmental resource and ecotourism coordinator. So, you know, working alongside the environmental resource division, as well as the tourism office. So yeah, a bit of everything, which is awesome.
Well, thank you so much for being on today. I wanted to make sure that we touch base because some of our listeners know last September, My Town Travels took a trip to Southern Florida and had the absolute pleasure of just touring all over Martin County and learning about what a small town haven this area is. And I got to do one of your eco hikes and just got a really, you know, snippet of all the things that you guys are doing in Martin County and making such a difference with ecotourism. And the more and more that I started reading about it and learning about it, it just made more sense to have you on here and so that you can tell everybody what you're doing and how you're doing it, because it's a really not just an interesting part of tourism, but the way that you guys have the partnerships that you have with Leave No Trace and things like that, I think is very interesting. And for our small town travelers, this is just a really cool thing to learn about, to know that this destination is not going anywhere and it's not going to change. And it's going to look the same today as it does, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, many, many, many years from now, based on what you guys are doing. And so I actually was just reading right before I had you guys on kind of your pledge that you took with Leave No Trace, and we can go back to that. So anyway, that's a quick overview for our listeners. And again, thank you for being here. And whichever one of you would like to take on the first question, so to speak, I'm just wondering, what was the vision, the passion for starting Explore Natural Martin through your Tourism Bureau in Martin County, Florida?
Yeah, so our main vision was mainly that we have a lot of amazing lands here, a lot of diversity of lands. We have more than just the beach. We have amazing forests and rivers and wetlands to explore, as you got to see some of that on your trip here. But we noticed there was kind of a lack of outdoor programming on those lands for people to get out and experience it. So that's why we wanted to start Explore Natural Martin, to not only connect people with these amazing places we have, but also help them learn more about them and also how they can take part in their conservation. If we're bringing more people outside, we want to make sure we're not also having them cause negative impacts. And so by having them learn about the lands, they're more inclined to help protect them. So that's kind of what guides Explore Natural Martin in everything we try to do. Yeah.
And one of the snippets that I have on mytowntravels.com that I got from one of your tourism directors, it's just kind of the overview of why Martin County is so special. And I'm just going to read it. It's, yeah. Martin County is an under the radar slice of paradise, which I would agree.
Absolutely.
ideally situated between Orlando and Miami along the region known as Florida's Treasure Coast, which many of our listeners, I'm sure, have been there or have heard of. It's only a short 40-minute drive from West Palm Beach as well. And this charming seaside escape features more than 22 miles of uncrowded beaches and over 100,000 acres of sprawling parks and conservation lands that you were just mentioning. And what sets them apart, what sets Martin County apart from its neighbors, is that decades ago, some leaders in Martin County enforced the countywide 4-story height restriction, which is extremely rare in the Sunshine State. Yeah. So you won't find the towering hotels and skyscrapers overshadowing the shores and obstructing sweeping views. And I just thought that was amazing. You know, when I first got to not just see it, but if you have, you know, any of our travelers that go to Florida, if you haven't, you know, really experienced this area, how you can keep the small town feel and some of the beauty that's there, this was a huge deal to put in this restriction. And the fact that you guys have that, you know, was kind of a precursor probably to opening the door for things like Explore Natural Martin.
Yes, absolutely. And like you said, you know, being able to be on a beach that's undeveloped and uncrowded and experience these beautiful ecosystems, you know, and not have them be totally crowded is really special and unique. And one of the, you know, we do so many different programs, but just an example of that, you know, this summer we've partnered with local partners here to do sea turtle education and experiences, and just being able to experience that at night and seeing the dark beaches, you know, and being able to experience that is really unique.
Yeah. Well, and it makes sense that having such beauty preserved, you know, that you're taking it to the next level by now offering programs, but also making sure that people are making them aware of what they need to do to keep these programs going and to do what's right for the environment. Tell me just a little bit about, you know, you guys are both educated in ecotourism, obviously. Like, tell our listeners just a little bit about, you know, what exactly is ecotourism and, you know, how does that translate into when people travel and they see that word ecotourism?
Yeah, it's kind of like a buzzword that we're all hearing now. Like, it's becoming a lot more trendy, but like, what really is it? Like, it's more than just like bringing like your reusable water bottle when you travel, even though that's very important. Small actions are important too. But ecotourism is really just a branch of sustainable tourism that focuses on experiencing, learning about, and helping to conserve a destination's natural areas. So it's just really forming that connection and becoming more educated on the nature and how you can take part in helping to preserve it. So taking that next step.
Mm-hmm. And so in your guys' case with Explore Natural Martin, what's kind of an example of how you do that for tourists?
So we, you know, we provide an array of different programs to keep it fun and exciting at locations all around the county. Just trying to think, you know, if you're coming to visit, what would you like to see? What would you like to experience? You know, like Anna Grace said, we have beautiful beaches. We have the lagoon. We have nature trails and forests and wetlands. So, you know, what are these places that you can experience in different communities in Martin County, and, you know, sharing and educating in a fun way how you can protect them while you're enjoying them. So making sure we just, you know, get out there with information, work with the hotels, you know, keep the website up to date, and just, you know, making it available for visitors.
Mm-hmm. Well, and putting information out there that's also very unique for a traveler. So, for example, when we came, we went on your scrub hike, which,
yeah,
I have been to Florida more times than I can count, and I have never heard of Florida scrub. You know,
yeah, that's what we want to do, is connect people with those places that they've never heard of, whether it's the scrub or the wetlands, or they're out seeing a new bird on a birding hike or something like that. So we're really glad you got to experience that new ecosystem with us.
Yeah. So if you wouldn't mind, if you could tell our listeners just a little bit about that for an example, like what is the Florida scrub and kind of what did you do for the people that participated in that hike?
Yeah, so the Florida scrub is a really unique ecosystem here in Florida that was formed from ancient dunes when Florida sea levels were a lot higher. So it's kind of created this unique sandy environment that has plants that aren't really found anywhere else and a bunch of unique species. And so what we did, we organized the hike at our local Hope Sound Scrub Preserve. And all of our hikes are free. So people just signed up and joined us that morning. And we had about an hour to an hour and a half long hike, talked about the ecosystem, things we were seeing along the way, and just enjoyed our time out in nature together.
Another unique part of that hike and the program in general was that, you know, we were there obviously leading the hike, but we also had a specialist, a county staff member who's a biologist leading the program. So we like to not only highlight the beautiful wildlife and lands we have here, but the people that are doing things, you know, people doing the cool things and restoring and teaching. So, you know, we had our local biologist lead that, so sharing the information because he's kind of an expert. So that was, it's really cool for us to have, you know, other topic specialists sharing their information. So I learned more on that hike as well.
Honestly, I learned so much.
Yeah. And that's a really unique thing about this program is that we really, really find it important to collaborate with partners and get, you know, really highlight the people around the area doing really great things in the environment.
Yeah, because we have a lot of passionate people in the area that are so knowledgeable on so much that's going on here. It makes sense to bring them in and have them share their knowledge to an interested audience.
Absolutely. Well, and it makes a traveler's experience so much more memorable to have that and to really learn something, you know, hands-on like that, as opposed to just reading it in a brochure or seeing it behind glass or, you know, I mean, that's what I loved about it. It was so up close and personal, and my whole family could participate. So we have two kids that are 14 and 17, but we also have our little oops baby toddler. And he came too, and we did bring the carrier for him for some parts, but for the most part, he did pretty good, and was able to do the whole thing, which was wonderful. And we had people on the hike that showed up that were all age ranges, so which was really nice to see as well. And like you mentioned, it's free, so I mean, why not? What a bonus to any traveler! Anytime you can have something that's that well done and it's free. I mean, it's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. And we try to make sure we have something for every kind of traveler, whether you're like a hardcore adventurer, we have multi-mile hikes you can go on, or if you just want something short and quick, we've done walks that are, you know, under a mile, or just short strolls on the beach. So there's really something for everybody to enjoy.
How often do you do your programs? So if somebody was checking out your website and things before they came to visit, how often do you tend to do the hikes, and then or are they like going on at different places at different times?
Yeah, so we offer multiple programs a month. So anywhere from like 4 to 6,
yeah, around there,
more programs a month. And we definitely diversify the locations, the topics, and
time of day
time
varies.
Of day.
We'll do some in the morning. So like our sea turtle walks that are at night don't start until like 9 p.m. They go till like midnight. So honestly, there's something happening all the time that you can participate in.
Yeah, we do weekends, weekdays. Sometimes we try to do, you know, closer to sunset, you know, all over the boards.
Wonderful. Well, yeah, because I mean, all they do is just go onto your website and they can just sign up there, right? Go on to Explore Natural Martin.
Yep, go to explorenaturalmartin.com. We list all of our upcoming events there, and they link to our Eventbrite, which is where they can register and find out more information.
My Town could not be bringing you our wonderful travel content without our generous sponsors. We invite you to take a quick break with us and hear some great destinations that are supporting the My Town Travels podcast.
Discover Tuscarawas County, where history and culture collide. From a communal society to a missionary settlement, explore America's homefront, marvel at the art and restoration of the steam engine, and enjoy life decorated with murals and friendly faces. In addition to being the gateway to Ohio's Amish country, Tuscarawas County offers a variety of breweries, wineries, and culinary delights. Conveniently located in Northeast Ohio along I-77, we're less than 2 hours from Cleveland, Columbus, or Pittsburgh. For more information and local events, visit our website at traveltusk.com. That's traveltusc.com.
just to kind of switch gears for a second. So one of the, you know, we're talking about Martin County as a whole, but when I visited, one of the things that attracted me was just kind of looking at Jensen Beach and Stewart, and you mentioned Hope Sound. So just some, you know, small town parts of the area, but really kind of the way that it is situated in Martin County, you kind of go from like one small town to another without even knowing it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's situated there on the coast. So tell me a little bit about, you know, just personally why, you know, each of you love this area, you know, and just kind of some favorites in some of the small towns that you have.
Well, every small town is so unique and also so connected. You can start out in Stewart and get breakfast and then head to Jensen Beach and, you know, explore the beautiful beaches there, or go for a hike at one of the state parks in Hope Sound. Like, every community is so unique in their own way and amazing to explore. And that's why I really love it here.
And I really love how, you know, you can be surfing one morning on Jensen Beach and then, you know, making your way to the beautiful western area of Martin County towards Indiantown, mm-hmm. and see rolling fields and horses and just a whole different experience. You know, it's really great.
So Emily, I see that you're a surfer. So is Jensen Beach a good place for that?
It absolutely is. Yeah, there's multiple locations along our island, our beaches for surfing, which is fabulous. And then what's even great about that is, you know, surfers love to have uncrowded surf spots. So yeah, when the waves come in, and you know, the fall and winter, we've got bigger waves. In the summer, we've got really fun longboarding waves. So absolutely.
And Anna Grace, I see that something that you like to do is photography, and obviously, like, all of Martin County is a great place to photograph.
Yeah.
But if you have somebody who has limited time, you know, where would you tell them, you know, you should go if you're a photographer, this is a great place to go.
Ooh, there's so many good places. I think Maggie's Hammock is really beautiful. That's a small preserve in Port Salerno, and it has like the old oak trees, the Spanish moss, like it's so like magical there when you're experiencing it. Yeah. Also, another one, I'd say the House of Refuge. You've got the limestone rocks along the beach. The water like splashes up. It's so fun to watch and photograph. And also there you can see the sunset from the lagoon side. So yeah, really great spots.
I'll tell you, I did not know really what to expect from the museums. You never do when traveling. And yeah. The House of Refuge is just, it's not... It almost shouldn't have a museum as its name, you know, because it's like, it's not a traditional museum. And we had so much fun there. You know, again, when you travel with family and you're trying to find something for everyone for varied ages, especially when you have teenagers, I never know how that's going to go when we do museums. Yeah. And we had so much fun. I mean, and like you said, the way that it comes up on the rocks outside, they've kind of got that whole beach area. Well, because it's situated right there on the coast. So
The views are beautiful from there. Like it kind of takes you back in time. You can almost imagine what it was like back then. Like it's so well preserved and it has such an amazing history to learn about. It's definitely like a bucket list spot for Martin County.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and then they have a relationship. They also run the Elliott Museum, which is a really cool thing to find as well. And we're here talking about Explore Natural Martin, but there are all of those other kind of, I guess, touristy things, if you want to call it that,
yeah,
in the area. But what I loved about it is that they're not touristy. They feel like the community runs them and cares about them. And they all have their own uniqueness to them. You know, the Coastal Museum, you know, has a mission attached to it. And again, feels very small town. It doesn't feel like a tourist trap of any kind. You know, it's just, it feels like an education center. And, you know, so you leave these places really feeling like you learned something and that you connected with the community. And then on top of it, you've got things like what you're doing with Explore Natural Martin, that just kind of take your trip up to a whole new level, because you're able to experience that one-on-one with the environment. And like you said, with educated people from Martin County that are really giving you the information that you're not going to get, you know, just from like, I guess from like a traditional type of museum and looking around and reading a few things, you know. So it's the options that you can have to visit Martin County are just kind of amazing.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the key things, and you hit it right on, is that, you know, when you're visiting Martin County, you're not like separate from the community, you know. Mm-hmm. You're not just a tourist doing just tourist things. You're a part of the community. And that's, you know, you're learning about the community and you're in the community, and that's really special.
Mm-hmm. So do either of you have a favorite small town in the county? I mean, I know they're all great. They are. Yeah, but you knew I was going to have to ask. Or maybe just a favorite spot, if you don't want to identify just the town.
So I'm going to go ahead and say this, Emily. I absolutely adore Jensen Beach. I love the downtown. I love walking around the little arts area, cute little shops and cafes. And I love that I can just hop over the bridge and go surfing at the beach.
That's nice. I like Jensen Beach a lot too. I'd say my favorite is probably Stewart. I love the historic downtown. There's so many like good restaurants and shops to try right along the water. They have this amazing farmers market every Sunday morning. That's like so nice to walk around at and buy fun little goods. And then there's also really amazing parks in Stewart. One of my favorites is Howe Patio Key, because it has, I think it's 500 acres of preserved land, and the St. Lucie River runs through it, and you can rent a kayak and go kayaking along the river, and it's literally transports you back in time. Like, it's so amazing to experience that. So, yeah.
And what did you say that was called?
That's at Howe Patio Key Park.
A patio key. Okay. I'm like, okay, yeah. That sounds like a cool name.
Well,
and like you said, there's something from each community. And when you visit, one nice thing is that because they are small communities, you can probably visit more than one. But like, definitely. Stewart's a little bit bigger than Jensen Beach, you know, so if you want a little bit more, you know, you were mentioning with the shops and everything downtown, and Jensen Beach has those too. Just Stewart's has a little bit more than Jensen Beach does. So it's a little bit slower, I guess I'd say, in Jensen Beach. So if you want a little bit slower vibe, you know, maybe that's kind of what you do. And if you want more that day to kind of do more shopping and a little bit more, then, you know, head over to Stewart. I didn't have the opportunity to, I went through Stewart several times, but I didn't spend the majority of my time in Stewart. So I'm looking forward to going back and doing more of that. I did more.
Yeah, you'll just have to come back again and do it.
That is my plan. We spent a lot of time in Jensen Beach, and we did some of the things that we already talked about, like the Elliott Museum and House of Refuge and things like that, which are very close to Jensen Beach, but they actually have a Stewart address. So, you know, but one of the things that does have a Jensen Beach address that I thought people should absolutely not miss is the Dolphin Bar. I just thought the Dolphin Bar was like the coolest place.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, has a wonderful history. And, you know, so that was one of our favorites as far as a place to eat, but also, you know, one of those places to eat that you have a full on experience while you're there. So absolutely. That was really fun. Well, ladies, I really appreciate your time this morning. I know that I've been asking you all kinds of questions, and I appreciate you letting me put you on the spot just a little bit.
Yeah,
to try to get some of your favorites. I did want to ask you, so the ecotourism industry, like you said, it's kind of a buzzword, and it's getting a lot of attention around the country, but your programs in particular are winning awards and things like that. And if there's listeners out there that are looking to get into ecotourism or, you know, some other branch thereof, is there any advice that you would give them as to, you know, what they should be looking for? We have a lot of young listeners, and you know, so I just thought that your thoughts on that would be valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many different ways you can approach that. But, you know, depending on where you are, definitely looking at opportunities in your area, whether it be nature centers or state parks or county parks, and you know, maybe getting involved, other ways to, you know, volunteer, you know, increase education, interact with, you know, local conservation and education efforts, but also making sure, you know, to really keep that theme of, you know, enjoying areas, but protecting them as well.
Yeah, definitely. If like you can get involved in ecotourism no matter where you are, whether you're traveling or even where you live. One great place to start learning how to do that is learning how to limit your impact on the outdoors when exploring by learning the 7 principles of Leave No Trace. That just talks about staying on the trail, respecting wildlife. So learning those actionable principles is a great place to start. We've partnered with Leave No Trace because we really love their messaging and want to ingrain that into everything we do with Explore Natural Martin.
Yes, I saw that you guys are partners and that you've also signed a sustainable tourism 2030 pledge. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so these are just some things that we really admire with, you know, Leave No Trace and the Sustainable Tourism Pledge. It's just going to help us analyze where we're at with our current sustainability with tourism in Martin County and see how we can improve up until 2030 and reach some really great goals that'll improve our sustainability.
That's awesome. Well, and it's nice, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, I was starting to read some of this before we popped on, and it's just a really neat thing to know that you guys are taking steps through these programs, that when you visit Martin County, the whole reason of all of this sustainable tourism is to be able to have it look exactly the same and take care of the environment. And when you come and visit, it's going to look the same as it did the last time you came and visited. You know, it's not going to be overrun with tourists in a way that's going to impact the environment. You know, these are things that you're trying to do to help it be sustainable and, you know, keep it beautiful for generations to come. And yeah, I just think that that's a really cool thing. And when you're talking about getting young people involved and how they can help, you know, you gave some really great tips. And also, you know, you're looking toward the long term. Like you said, the little things and everybody doing their little part is important. But on the larger scale, if you're going to be getting into, you know, this type of industry, you know, the big picture is, you know, where you're making these commitments is really important.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And a great point, you know, that there are ways to, you know, volunteer and help. You know, for example, here, if you're visiting, you can, our state parks are absolutely beautiful, and you can spend a morning, learn, you know, not only learning about the state park or the wildlife refuge, but, you know, helping out and getting involved with projects if you want. So that concept of, yeah, giving back and really being a part of keeping our lands and natural resources healthy and beautiful into the future.
Absolutely. Well, and so one of my last things I wanted to ask you, so as the My Town Travels podcast is in its fourth season, our theme this season are the stories that make small town destinations. And we've kind of already touched on this a lot, all the things that make Martin County great. But is there any type of particular story, event, or anything that's happened in Martin County that comes to mind that, you know, solidifies it as a destination for you?
For me, I think the thing that makes Martin County's small town so wonderful is the numerous opportunities to get engaged with each community and have these authentic experiences that we're talking about. There's so many events happening year round that are a true representation of Martin County. We have Arts Fest coming up in downtown Stewart. We've got native plant sales with Master Gardeners, Jam and Jensen, local farmers markets, all these things that visitors and residents get involved in. Probably what I think help it stand out as a small town destination.
Yeah, that's like Anna Grace said, there's so many things. Gosh, if I could think about something, you know, I'm just really impressed. And I think it's fabulous here how the community is so engaged and passionate about Martin County and you know, the wildlife and the lands here. And it's just ingrained in the history. Places like the Treasure Coast Wildlife Center, people, you know, taking care of wildlife, and just knowing the importance of nature and how connected we are to it. I just think it's wonderful. Martin County is very special in that way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's another thing that we didn't really touch on much, but the wildlife there is very, very abundant, and it's a sea turtle haven. There's sea turtles everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, we have the southern end of the Indian River Lagoon, which is one of the most biodiverse estuaries in North America. I mean, we have it all, the ocean, the estuary, the wetlands, the forests. Yeah. And with that, it's just an array of beautiful wildlife, whether it be gopher tortoises, dolphins, and birds. Oh man, we work with the Audubon. If people are into birding, they can come down and visit our different preserves and really boost their bird list. That is for sure.
We've got so many spots along the Florida Birding Trail that people can come to and check off their bucket list birds.
Yep.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, you don't mess with the Audubon people. Like, they are serious about birds. I've run into so many.
I have a great partner.
Yeah, they're wonderful. I have some friends and colleagues that are in the Audubon Society, and man, they're just, that is like it, their hobby is almost like a job, you know, the ones that are really, really serious about it. So
I wish they had just like 1% of all their birding information and knowledge. They know so much.
Yeah, it's very cool. Well, thank you again so much to both of you, Anna Grace and Emily, for being on the My Town Travels podcast today. You've given us so much information, and I hope that people that are listening are like furiously, you know, Googling some of the things that that we've talked about. But you can go on to explorenaturalmartin.com, and I'm going to, and is that the best place to get all the information from you, and also to volunteer and to hike? You're interested in these things, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, definitely explorenaturalmartin.com is our main website. And off of there, there's other webs, you know, connections, websites to other information. Protect Our Paradise is another website we have off of that, that kind of gets into the nitty gritty of how you can leave no trace, get involved. We do have information about opportunities to volunteer if you want, you know, things at nature centers like that, state parks. But that, you know, all of our information is there.
Yeah. And also on discovermartin.com, their events page features all of our ecotourism events and also other events happening in the community, like arts themed or boating or fishing or anything that's going on is on that events page.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. And hopefully you'll have people that are going on to look all that information up. And you did mention something that, I'm just curious about, and maybe it's not on here, but I have some friends that they do voluntourism, another big like buzzword right now.
Yeah.
Are there specific programs for that in Martin County, or is it just like a, you know, they kind of do their contact you to, if they like wanted to bring a group to come and do like a volunteer project, is that something that's different or just still go through the channels you mentioned?
Well, we definitely have information. We, you know, that's another thing that highlights our work with partners is saying, you know, what is out there, what's available, what opportunities do people have to, you know, provide. So we do have that on the website and we try to keep that up to date. But it would never hurt to reach out to us, you know, if there is a group that's interested in doing something specific, you know, making that happen, whether it's us or again, the state parks, for example, they have the, Corridor Week, where, you know, there's a whole week in Florida state park celebrating volunteering in state parks, and Jonathan Dickinson will be having a day on February 2nd. So, you know, things pop up around the year, and then there's regular things at nonprofits and organizations that people can get involved with.
Yeah, like larger events that happen every year. Keep Martin Beautiful with like Great American Cleanup. So those big annual events and then small pop-up events throughout the year.
So yeah, we try to keep those on our website, keep them up to date. But anyone's always welcome to reach out to us directly to see what else there is.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm going to forward your information on to a couple people that I know put those things together and, you know, they make the quote unquote voluntourism trips, you know, and put all that stuff together. So Wonderful. Well, thank you again, both of you. I hope that you guys both have a wonderful day in your paradise. I'll be very
thank
jealous
you.
That I'm here in Ohio while you're down there, probably soaking
just
up the
another
sun.
Reason to book another trip.
I know. It's on my to-do list. I might come without my children this time and just
well,
have
thank you
some
for having
some
us.
Mommy time.
Yeah, thank you so much. We really enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah,
this
thank
morning.
You.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. For more information on the towns we visit, go to mytowntravels.com and check out our new listing site, travelsmalltowns.com. To be a guest on the show or to sponsor an episode, navigate to our podcast page. Here you can see more information on guests, listen to more episodes, and submit guest requests. It all starts at mytowntravels.com.